some halachas of bedika. So the halacha says the step before bedika is that the person is it's proper to clean the areas you're going to bedika on. They have to facilitate a bedika to be done properly at the proper time. The bedika should be done preferably at the tchilas halayla. So the Shabur says the minig was to start cleaning on your gimel. This way you'll be able to do bedika that night. So apparently the size of their houses and the amount of things which they had junk that they had, everything was used, everything was kept, everything was, it wasn't thrown, it wasn't wasted. So there was not so much that you had to clean out to be able to get to where you have to get to. That being said, the person's not going to be there for Pesach. The goal again is not to do a spring cleaning. The goal is to do a cleaning which will allow you to get to wherever you have to get to in a clear way and find what you're here to find. So that's the key of cleaning, which goes beforehand. The tchilas halayla. If a bacher would be here, le yudalit, so he waits till le yudalit to do the bedika. If somebody's staying for Pesach, if he's going away the Arab Pesach, the Friday morning this year. But otherwise, a person does it the night before they're going to leave. So let's say a person's leaving on the Tuesday, so Monday night, he should do bedika. It should be done at night time. There is a question in halacha: who is really responsible for this bedika? Is this a bedika chiyuv of the bacher because the bacher is given the room to use? And since he's given the room to use, so it's his responsibility to do bedika. Or do you argue that since the yeshiva can arbitrarily move bachurim from one place to the other place, they might have to deal with a lot of complaints, but they really could do that. So it really belongs to the yeshiva. So it's really the yeshiva's responsibility. The nafkamina is if the night of Yudal, would you make a bracha? A person, would you make a bracha or not? Arguably, you could argue that he shouldn't be making a bracha because it's not really his responsibility to do the bedika. The yeshiva can make him a shliach. There's a shal in halacha where you can make somebody a shliach bal karchai. The U.S. Army holds that you can volunteer somebody. You just volunteered, but I'm not sure that halacha sanctions that. But I don't want to do the bedika. So why am I? But once he is doing the bedika, he would be considered a shliach of the yeshiva. So it's like the case of the shamash and the basic knesses with the halacha. He makes a bracha. It's not really his responsibility. It belongs to the tzibur. But he's the one who's doing it, so he makes a bracha. So of course, you're any worse than that. The bracha is only said if somebody would be here the night of Yudalit. Most guys are leaving before that, so neither way there would not be a bracha. So the yeshiva is expecting everybody to do it. So we have volunteered you. Even if you say it's the yeshiva's chiyuv, the people should do bedika. The other option is if you want, we could arbitrarily move you from room to room on a regular basis, and this way you would definitely not be chayiv, since you don't want that, so you're going to be responsible to do it. What you're looking for. You're not looking for crumbs. You're looking for a piece of chametz, which theoretically a person would be interested in eating. A person would see a Cheerio, something the size of a Cheerio, something of that sort, a person might eat. That's something which a person would eat. But you're not looking for crumbs. There is a discussion in halacha. There's an argument that specifically when it comes to a house, since you could theoretically sweep all the crumbs together, and then it becomes a kazayas. And once it's a kazayas, there is a chiyuv to the chiyuv bedika. It really is. It kicks at that point in time. So arguably that you could argue that the person's mechiv dibari for that. But you're not mechiv dibari for crumbs. We're not being mechayv you to look for every single little crumb. You go to look for something which would be something which a person might consider some level of a cheshivas to it, and it's not chayv and bedika. And that's what's chayv and bedika.
Sometimes you start bedika 2 days before.
Okay, we're dealing with, I guess it's relative for some bachurim also. Focusing on it, so the bedika should be done, has to be done with some type of a nair. Or a nair, you're relying on a flashlight, especially if you're not doing the line of your dollar, you can definitely rely on a flashlight to use it for that purpose. It should be, that being said, it should be a flashlight with a bulb, not an LED. Right, to say that you're mekayim the din of Orah Ner. Regards to being boydik, so the halacha says you have to be boydik besides being boydik your room, you have to be boydik your clothing, any clothing you're leaving behind, which you might have possibly put chametz in, which I think for a bacher probably applies to every single pocket that he has. You know, a piece of chometz in his shirt pocket. I think for the average human being, that's not such a common chashash, but for bocher, maybe it is. So being by the kisim is tedious. It does not have to be done lower in there. It can be done just by sticking your hand in and filling around. There's anything there. Again, you're not looking for crumbs. You're looking. You put your hand in pants pockets, jacket pockets, shirt pocket, coat pockets, where a person might, you know, stick a candy bar or something like that in his pocket at some point in time. So there's something which a person has to do. Badika that does not have to be done belayla. The in the kisim to check that there's any chometz there does not have to be done belayla. That can be done anytime. So any, which now this is relevant for all clothing you have for Pesach, but whatever you're leaving here, you know, maybe you're leaving a piece of chometz in there which is in your possession and you have a chiyuv to be mevarit. You're going to go home and you're going to sell your chametz in case you have any chametz which belongs to you. You have to make sure that you sell it. You can sell it over here. You can sell it at home. You can't automatically assume that it's included in the mechira of the parents. They gave you the money to use. You bought it for yourself. It's under, it right now belongs to you. So you have a chiyuv if you want to. Our minhag nowadays is to sell chametz, and you can directly say you did a bedikah, you did a beer, you're not only mechiyuv to sell chametz, but the rav and most of people sell chametz just in case there's something that they missed, so that you'd want to accomplish. If you did find chametz,
yeshivas, we could sell yeshivas apartments.
You're selling chametz. I'm not selling the apartment. You're selling chametz.
So doesn't it like automatically like include like a little?
No, you can't sell the yeshiva. The yeshiva has to sell the apartment, but you have to sell
so
your chometz.
Yeshiva does.
Yeah, but I can't sell your chometz. You can sell your chometz. I can't sell your chometz.
You like go together. You're selling the chometz.
Now, if you sell your chometz, then your chometz is sitting in my rishus. So I have to deal with the fact that I have your Jewish chometz, goy's chometz in my rishus. What are my chiyuvim? But that's my problem, right? That's not your problem. You probably didn't have a chiyuv to worry about that part to start with. When you do the mechira, you have to mark down where it is. Now, when a mechira is done, it has to be a real mechira in the sense you're really selling it. The goy has to be able to have access, so he has to be at least have some indication of how he could get to that place. You know where it, you know, the address of the place. You know, it's somewhere in Silver Spring. It's not a very, you know, my dorm room in Silver Spring is not exactly what you have to have in mind. You have to write down the address. So if you don't know the address of the house and you live in the house in Monticello, you should find it out before you do the mechira. You know, the house in Monticello is not what's 11509, something like that.
11309.
Thank you. So okay, in regards to being able to get access and getting into, it should be important. The person should know where he can get a key. So at least some people are makbar to give the guard the key. So let's say you're not makbar, at least where the key is accessible. So if you have a key, you say write down you have a key or something of that sort. So the person will know where to find you and where the key is. If a person would really want to come and get his chometz. If you see a chometz in a crack which is not possible to get to, then you're going to do a bittul, and that is sufficient. If you find something which is unidentifiable gook concealed, you know, to your desk, your whatever, what else a bacher can come up with. If it gets to the point that it's nifsa me'achilas kalev, so there's no chiyuv bedik or beer on it. There is a chiyuv to clean it up, but that's not the conversation of the shir right now. You should not be sticking a guck to the yeshiva's properties. But assuming that. There's no chiyuv to do anything to that. There's no chiyuv beer, etc. It's not edible. Now, if you're going to reach your jacket, it's nitzvah chilas kelab, but still royal chilas bacher. It's an interesting shayla. I don't know. We have to pass on that shayla. Let's say you have something which is chometz, and it's theoretically edible, but it's very hard to remove. Could you be poigim it to the point where it'd be nitzvah chilas kelab and then not have any more chiyuvim at that point in time? Yes, you could be samach on that. Would I suggest that dealing with a situation where you're staying there for Pesach and you'll be eating there, etc., it's a different story. But we're talking about the chiyuv bedik and beer on something which is make it unusable chametz, full unusable chametz, and then you would not have any chiyuv on that because you're going away. You do a chiyuv bedik on a car. If a person has a car, the person taking the car with them, so they should do that bedikah on the night of the 14th. You don't make a bracha on the bedikah on a car. If that's the only thing you're being bedikah is a car or a suitcase or something of that sort, you're not being bedikah on a house, you don't make a bracha.
You do that at night?
You should do it at Belayla with the Laura Nair. if you're making a bracha, you know, you can make a shliach to do part of the bedikah in the house, and then you make a bracha on that. That bracha would go on the car also. If a person is going to be in town, they didn't leave town, but even when they're not staying in the dorm, as much as they're going to be checking in the dorm, when they should do it, they could do bedikah at home and then go over to the dorm and do the bedikah there also. They should do that.
What about Mechira in the car? You have to say where the car is going to be?
If you want to sell the car, you have to say where the car is going to be. Because you can't use it. I mean, if you sell the car, it means you're putting it somewhere, leaving it there.
Chometz in the car.
What?
Chometz in the car.
You're selling the chometz in the car. That's probably it's an interesting question, selling the chometz in the car, because it's an interesting question, selling the chometz in the car. You know, the chometz, which we throw a line over there, any chometz I have anywhere, just in case I want to sell it. Because there is a chiyuv, Dr. Keller raised the question, to talk about it. The halacha is, if I have the goyis chometz in my rishus, so I have a chiyuv to get rid of it. If I have no responsibility at all, I do not have a chiyuv to get rid of it, but I have a chiyuv to separate it from myself. That's a halacha of mechitza. So more so the halacha, I sell chometz gomer, let's say, and I actually am keeping some chometz, and I'm keeping it in somewhere in my house, etc. I have a chiyuv to put a mechitza between myself and that chometz. The mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. It has to be not sway in the wind. It's a loch of a mechitza, an actual loch of a mechitza. You know, just covering it over, that's called kfiyas kli. Kfiyas kli is not sufficient. You have to make a real mechitza. So that also would theoretically argue, and we do say in the language of the shtar, that if I need to go into the place which I'm selling, I'm allowing myself the right to go in there aroy. To go in there for momentarily to get something. So in case I forgot something in that room, I can go in there and get that. What does the mechitza kick in at that moment? That's very nice. I'm allowed to go in there. So there's no issue of gezel. I sold the room to the goy, belongs to the goy, and now I'm trespassing. No, I allowed the rights to entry when I need it. But that doesn't address the mechitza. I can't be in a room with the goy, you know, there's big boxes of Cheerios sitting over there and say, wow, Cheerios, I have a mechitza in front of my goy's comments. So the Mishnah Berurah does say in a case where it was right near that the goy is going to be picking up his chometz very momentarily. You're going to be with it very shortly. So then kfiyas kli is sufficient. You don't need mechitza in that situation. So if it's set off to the side, wherever it is, marked off, maybe you could argue that's the equivalent of kfiyas kli. But if you've been using your car regularly, so you have to put a mechitza in your car. If you really have chometz in your car, you'd have a mechitza, chiyuv mechitza. So that's the thing, you know, they say, well, I'm going to sell it and be with it. So we do throw this around from the case. There's chometz anywhere just in case I'm selling it. But that's, you know, that's not what we're worried about. But tell me, you know that there's chometz there and you're selling it anyway. I'll keep chometz in my trunk or something like that. I don't, you know, maybe that's called a mechitza. You'd have to work that out. It's not a pasha to, you know, that's called kfiyas kli, mechitza. Well, how the hell does getter of what's the status of the Shabbos Kibur will decide what's the status of the trunk of the car? Is it considered a mechitza or not? I don't know. But, you know, I mean, I'm serious, but it's not a posh of the Shiloh to do that.
So you definitely don't have chometz gomer in the car.
Okay, but then let's say a person theoretically he uses his trunk to store things. You know what? I'll just sell the trunk to the goy, you know, with the chometz in it. That's not a smart idea.
Is a cabin considered a mechitza?
Is a cabin considered a mechitza? If theoretically you could consider the cabinet considered a mechitza. The same way the door to the room is considered a mechitza. It has to be a mechitza from the door of the room, so the door of the cabinet is a mechitza. But if I want to use the top part of the cabinet for pasting the things, the bottom I'll just like tape off the bottom part. If I keep opening the door and shutting the door and taking things out, so that's not a mechitza anymore. So that's a different ball game. The interesting question comes up in a freezer. It's more common. People, you know, well, you know, I'll keep some chometz in the bottom two shelves of my freezer. I'll cover it over with some paper and put tape on it that says chometz, and I'll use the top part of the freezer. So if I sell the whole freezer, the freezer door is the mechitza. If I don't, it becomes much more questionable how exactly that works. A lot of people seem to do it, and I asked a few poskim about it, exactly what is the heter. So one of them said to me, the Iker, the Mechitz over here, it's not a Din Mechitz, it's a Din Hecker. So, which I find that interesting, because the halacha has to be tafka, so 9.5 inches is not a, 9.5 tefachim is not a Hecker, 10 tefachim is a Hecker, I don't know. You know, it's either the Din Mechitz. It's actually, you know, it says you don't make it on Yom Tov. Because why, you can make a Mechitz on Yom Tov, you can't make a Mechitz on Materis on Yom Tov. But the Tzom, which is not the Mechitza, you're allowed to make a Yom Tov. So Shlomo Zalman, that talk asked the Shiloh. It says, "Where she can't make it on Yom Tov." The Mora says, Why not? It's only if it's only al tkisay, so why can't you make it on Yom Tov? Not a pasha d'shaila. It's a fascinating. Say Hashem was called drush on it at some point in time. Any ideas in case you? Let's just finish off over here. So we got. I just wanted to mention that the mechitza, because it's not so. You know, people have to be aware of the fact that having the goyish chametz just sitting there, you're selling the makom of the chametz on, but that's not enough. It's still sitting within your access. You're going to have to put some type of mechitza, some type of separation. It doesn't apply to chametz like a kalim. That's not chametz. You know, I keep my chametz in conditions. I put them in a cabinet up on top, and I write on it. You know, chametz don't use. That's fine. You know, I put a, you know, whatever it is, because that's clearly just a question of hacker. I just remind myself, by mistake, don't use it. You know, practical. So that's a different story. Even if you clean something very well, you still have to do bedika. We do not count the cleaning in place of the chiyuv of bedika. There is halacha that discussion, but it comes to svarim. So the Chazon Ish held there's a chiyuv mechitza even for perurim. So there's a possibility of perurim. So he held that there's a chiyuv mechitza in front of all your svarim, because maybe there's some crumbs in your svarim because you've used it by the table, etc. So one eight says never learn any svarim by the table, you know, never bring your svarim to where there's might be crumbs, etc. That's one eitza. The other eitza is that the svarim which he did was the svarim which he planned to use for Pesach. He would clean well, and all those other svarim he would put up a mechitza in front of them. The famous ma'isa with him that one year they told the Chavina Rav, he's by the Chazon Ish, and he saw that his shuvas was sitting on the table. It's like, you know, he cleaned like, you know, one or two swarm plus the shuvas. So he said, you know, so you see how it's so chashat to him, he wants to learn your shuvas over Pesach. He says, no, it's right. He didn't touch the safe for the whole year. Right? That was his response. The Maisa, we don't hold like that. It's not like the Chazon Ish that there's a chi of mechitza for crumbs. That being said, if you believe there are crumbs in this thing, you shouldn't be putting on a Pesach table. And that's a general point. That just, you know, I found it fascinating. People come in, we're very careful, we clean ourselves. They come and I put my wallet down on my Pesach table. The wallet which I come every day of the whole year, I put it on my Chometz table, I put it on my Pesach table. I'm not putting my wallet on Pesach table. Maybe there's crumbs in there. It sat 3 years ago, it was sitting on there during Purim with this crumbs all over the place, and now I'm sticking my Pesach table. What am I doing? Right? So, tell me, you know, your checkbook. I think your car keys. You're putting them, which you use the whole year. You sit them all over the Chometz thing. You're sitting. Why are you putting your Pesach table? You want to put down a towel and put it down? Fine. You want to, but you know, a little seichel. It's not mistaber. We should be doing that. We're so mocked, but in everything, and all of a sudden, I don't think people are thinking about it. So you don't put your, you don't take that chumash which you use every single Shabbos Suda. You want to look at a pasuk now in the middle of the Seder to see the pasuk. You're not going to put it on your pesach at the table. You know, seichel you have to have also. I mean, I'm not saying it's also, you know, it's crumbs, you know, but it's a chashash crumbs, and maybe they won't get it to the food. I'll think, but the mice, we're so careful, it makes sense not to put it there. But so you don't have to be by the svarim, but the svarim which you're going to be putting on the table and using the table makes sense if you believe that there's a chashash, the possibility of it's been used with chametz, to either keep it away from the food or to be bodik it, to clean it out. Better way to put it. If you're selling a whole area, do you have a chiyuv bedika? So the guy says, I want to sell my room. So I'm not sure that we have sublet the yeshiva to the guys that have the right to sell the rooms. But theoretically, a person would be able to sell an area. They're going away for Pesach, or they want to sell the whole area. So what do they have a chiyuv bedika? So the chiyuv bedika is called the night of the 14th. So a person would sell it, the area is actually sold before the 14th, he has no chiyuv bedika on it. Even if he leaves early, he leaves on the 12th. He leaves on the 10th. But on the 13th, it's going to be sold. So when the ikra chiyuv bedika kicks in on the 14th, it's not going to be his. He's not going to be able to get earlier either. If he was selling it to the goy, and it's only going to be sold to the goy, because when, like Shmuel said, we sell the whole area where we keep the chametz, so why am I being bodik? It belongs to the goy. Right? So we're only going to sell it in Yodala by day. We're not selling it the night of the 14th. Come the night of the 14th, it still belongs to me. So let's say I'm selling something, I'm renting something out to another Jew for Pesach. Come the night of the 14th, he hasn't picked up his key yet, and we haven't finalized the sale. I have a key of bodika. So that there's going to be a Jew who's going to be in there. Over here, it's going to be a Goy going to be in there. So this is Machlokes, which the Mishabur brings. And the night of the 14th, it still belongs to you, but you're planning to sell that whole area to the Goy. You have a Chiyah Bedika. And he's not Machriya, that the Kula on that situation. So a person which should do a Bedika in that situation. I would believe that he would not hold you, make a Bracha, but that's the only thing you have. Now, you should not, now Mishabur does point out, you should not do that to make yourself from the Mitzvah Bedika. So, if that's the problem, you could sell the whole house minus one room. A room which is chayv and bedika. You know, I never think, I have a great deal. You know, I have a storage space in the attic which I only store old papers. And I never go in there. There's no chametz in there. I'll be buried in that room. There's no chayv and bedika in that room. You talk about chayv and bedika in a room which you might bring. You know, I never bring chametz into the bedrooms. That's the range which we have. No chametz allowed in the bedroom. So you're not bringing any chametz to the bedroom, so then you don't have a chayv and bedika in the bedroom. We're talking about a room which would be chiyah b'dika. So let's say I have the kitchen, the dining room, living room, my study, the playroom, the five or six or seven rooms. Or if you have children, the luck is we assume that every house in the room is chiyah b'dika, because kids could take chametz anywhere in the house, as any parent who's had young children knows that that's a reality. But assuming that, you know, the kids already are older, etc., you know, an area which you're really not machen, but not the machen chametz, you know, chayav medika. But you could say, okay, I have five or six which are chayav medika. I'll sell four of them and I'll be boedik one of them. That you could do. I could sell on the 13th and not be mafkir something that's a medika. I'm doing medika. I don't do medika on everything. I do medika on part of it. So that would be acceptable. Okay.
Are you gonna start your
bedikah? You know, let's hold like that. Hold on this. We'll talk a little more about bedikah tomorrow. Now, I want to move to the lachas of the Seder. Okay.